Welcome, friends, to the In All of Him Ministries study cast with your host, TJ Singleton. We'll be studying the scriptures together today in the book of Titus. So if you'll get your Bibles and open with me to the book of Titus, reading verses 7, 8, and 9, it says that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men, but avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. Today we're continuing along the same thought that we've been traveling on and studying again. And that is our hope of eternal life and how it relates and how what Paul's saying to Titus about our hope of eternal life in this short book. In our first study, we noticed that our hope is secure, and we noticed the surety of our hope, how sure our hope is. Last study, we looked at how our hope came from, that it's out of the justification of God. That was verse number 7 of this chapter, that we see that we were justified by grace and made heirs. We have the inheritance according to the hope of eternal life. But today I want to look at what is the strength of our hope. What is it that our hope of eternal life, that our believing God should accomplish in the life of the believer? We find it here. Paul highlights, he underlines, he emphasizes what he's about to say in verse 8. He says, this is a faithful saying. Titus, listen, you got to pay attention to this. This is faithful. It's something that I want you to remember and continually affirm, constantly affirm. Paul's emphasizing this truth right here, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. And so we as believers, we can see that Paul's emphasizing this truth, that we ought to maintain good works. He's talking to those that believe. That word hope, that has the idea of a conviction, something that I'm convinced of, something with an expected end. And that's what he's saying here. See, those who believe, those who have that hope of eternal life, they ought to live right and maintain good works. So we need to be careful. We need to be, it has the idea of being full of care. I mean, we ought to be intently set on maintaining good works and having good works and having that good testimony. We ought to be careful about it. We ought to be diligent, and we ought to be about it. It's not just something that just happens. Let me tell you, good works are not, I say they're not easy. They're not hard, but they're not natural. They're not natural for us. We don't naturally want to do good and do right. We have a wicked heart that if it wasn't for the grace of God and birthing us again and giving us Holy Spirit to live as a new creature, we wouldn't have any good works at all. And we know that we need to maintain these good works, but we need to be careful about it. We need to be diligent and working at it. We don't need to just be, it needs to be active and not passive. So we need to be careful about maintaining good works. And maintaining is not just, we're maintaining good works. We're not just having good works once. We're not just having it every month. We're not just having it every once in a while. But we're maintaining good works. And we need to be diligent about maintaining. You know, we maintain our bodies. We keep it with the necessary food and water. If we didn't maintain, we'd end up being physically weak. If we didn't maintain water, we'd end up dying. But the idea is that we have to keep doing it. We have to keep drinking. We have to keep eating. We have to keep exercising. If we're going to maintain, it's something, it's continual. And it's not something that we can just do and quit. And we're supposed to maintain good works. We're supposed to be careful about maintaining. We're supposed to be diligent. And we're supposed to be actively involved in keeping up our good works and keeping our good works active and keeping our good works out there and living for Christ as we ought to. We ought to be careful, diligent about it, active in it, about maintaining and keeping up and continuing in good works. What comes? We believe this. We maintain these good works. What good does it do? The Bible says that we are good and profitable unto men. It profits and it blesses, and we can be a blessing to others. We can be like Jacob, who Esau said, you know, God has blessed me because of my relationship to you. We can be like that if we maintain these good works. If we live for God and do right by God. And it's not something that we can do in our own power, but it takes the strength and the power and the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives and our yielding to the Holy Spirit for us to maintain these good works. But we ought to be careful, and we ought to be keeping up these good works, that we are profitable unto all men, and that we are good to all men. I mean, I want to be the kind of guy that people want to have around, because they know that he does right by God, that he does good through the power of the Holy Ghost, and that he's profitable to have around. I want to be the guy that people say, he's a good guy to have around. He's a guy that loves God and maintains good works. And we ought to, all of us ought to desire that in our daily lives. Thank you once again for tuning in. We'll see you next time, studying the Word of God by the power of God through the Spirit of God.